706, I'm Corbett Bratton, KFI News.
Crummy back in the studio tonight. Thanks for tuning in to AM 640 KFI. That's right. I'm back again.
He's back again.
7.5 minutes after 7. And Monday, the 25th day of February, 1991. On Friday, of course, our big show from Orange County. And probably saw it on the news on Friday and in the papers on Saturday. We'll talk about that in just a second. Coming up on the show tonight, you're probably aware of the fact that Radio Baghdad, at least we think it was Radio Baghdad, announced today that the Iraqi armed forces are going to be withdrawing from Kuwait. And right now at the United Nations, there's a closed-door session going on right now. It's 7:07 here in Los Angeles, but in New York it's 10 o'clock. And when that is all over tonight, sometime about 9 our time, we'll be speaking with Olivia Ward, who is obviously at the UN right now, and she is a UN reporter for the Toronto Star. And we'll get the latest on what is happening now, because the United States' position today, as far as I can understand, is that the Iraqi army either surrenders or else they're going to get shot at. So withdrawal is not good enough, and we'll talk all about this tonight at 9 on AM 640 KFI. And if anything else breaks in the meantime, you'll hear it here first. We have updates every 15 minutes, and of course the news at the top of the hour and at the bottom of the hour at half past the hour right here on AM 640 KFI. Also tonight, an hour from right now, military moms on tonight's Joe Crummy. And I see three issues here. Should women be in combat? And women were flying some of those helicopters over the weekend. There were at least 300 helicopters that went into Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, and women were flying these things. Not all women, but lots of women were flying them. So tonight's discussion, I see, is a three-pronged attack on this issue. Should women be allowed in combat? Should women be in the military at all? And what about moms who are in the military? Should they get some kind of dispensation from having to serve because they are moms? We'll talk about that tonight with syndicated editorial columnist from the Daily News in Los Angeles. Deborah Saunders will join us in studio tonight. And also Jane Chastain will join us. She is a radio commentator for KBRT Christian Radio in Southern California. She'll join us tonight at 8 o'clock. But in the meantime, just in case you missed our live broadcast on Friday, it was all about this young couple down in Orange County who can't move into their house because it's the wrong color, and I think that's outrageous, and that's why we did that live broadcast over the weekend on Friday night anyway. It was really fun. We're going to talk to Nick Karagosian in just a second, but first, here's a little bit of what happened on Friday night. This is the ballad of Nick and Denise Karagosian right here on KFI. This is the way it sounded on Friday night.
Here we go.
This is the ballad Nick and Denise trying to fulfill their American dream. A house by the ocean, a child on the way, but all sounds too good to be true. And it is. This is the saga of the average man. Works hard all his life to achieve all he plans.
Yeah.
And someone pulls the rug out and he falls or he stands. Well, friends come together to lend him a hand and he stands. You say that this house is too white. Well, from here it looks red, white, and blue.
Yeah!
Hey, Laguna, you're losing this fight. Can't you find something better to do?
Tom Chelston, everybody.
That's Tom Chelston. That's the way it sounded on Friday night. Nick Karagosian, proud homeowner. Don't live there yet. How's that sound to you tonight, Nick?
Well, he's in the store to give Bob Dylan a good run for his money.
Yeah, you know, I think he can sing better than Bob right now. You know, well, Nick, it's a pleasure to have you on tonight, and I'm just curious to know what has happened over the weekend. What was it like?